97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello.
Hello. Big shout out to David Schiffman, a writer for the Scientific American. Big Dave. We love Big Dave. Yeah. I'm legally obligated to talk about Big Dave's article that he wrote because it's about sharks. And everybody who knows anything about Victor knows that Victor is a big shark guy. So let's talk a little bit about this. Let's talk about how sharks are hunted for their livers, from which shark liver oil can be extracted, which is a source of, and I don't know how to say this out loud, squalene is what it looks like.
Sure.
S-Q-A-L-E-N-E. I mean, I said I was a big shark guy, but clearly I don't know anything about
squalene.
Apparently not.
I've heard of cod liver oil. I've never heard of shark liver oil.
Well, mostly this is used in like skincare items and some dietary
supplements.
That's why
I've never
heard
of it.
Yeah, it's got antioxidant and immune response and emollient properties.
I have impeccable skin.
Do we need to have a discussion about how many sharks you kill per year?
None. I don't need to. I have impeccable skin, Victor.
Obviously, all this hunting and the relatively slow reproduction rate of sharks means that one out of seven shark species is in danger of extinction, according to our boy Big Dave. And deep water sharks, which have slower growth rates, slower reproductive rates than their shallower dwelling cousins, are in the most danger specifically because they also have higher levels of liver oil, not unlike how we almost hunted sperm whales to extinction and how the right whale is named because it is the right whale to kill. We sort of actively go find the sharks that are most vulnerable because they have the best livers, right, and we want them. So this is your friendly PSA. The sharks actually rule. They're really important. They're not just predators. They really help clean up oceans from a lot of things that could be decaying and causing issues otherwise. Sharks are cool. They're your friends.
So question then, and this is the like news you can use portion of what's trending. Is there an easy way to identify and find and purchase and use hand lotion that is shark friendly and shark free?
The easy way is going to be the same way that you find barbecue restaurants in North Carolina. We have talked about the True Q list before. Just doing a little bit of research on the products you buy and trying to adjust your behaviors accordingly. Not everything is going to have the big Dolphin Safe tuna label smacked on it, but it's a good idea to be a smart consumer in any aspect. You should always be doing your best to research some things before you, I mean, I guess especially start putting them on your body. Aaron Keck's flawless skin or
impeccable
otherwise.
Impeccable skin. I'm not going to claim that my skin is flawless. I'm just going to say
it's impeccable.
There is no peckability to my skin.
Radiant,
at all.
Glowing, smooth.
It cannot be pecked.
Moisturized and thriving.
People have tried to peck my skin and they have failed because my skin is impeccable.
The invulnerable Aaron Keck.